Good morning, and thank you for inviting me here today. A good friend of mine, Brother Joe Kilkovich, a Dominican friar who is based in Oak Park, Illinois, once said, "You don't have to give up your faith tradition to be enriched by traditions of other people." Before I begin this morning, let us say the morning prayer psalm. This is found in your insert. If you're uncomfortable saying this prayer because it is a new prayer, that is okay. Just let the words wash over your heart. It should be on this insert on the middle page. Praise be to thee, most supreme God, omnipotent, omnipresent, all-pervading, the only being. Take us in thy parental arms, raise us from the denseness of the earth. Thy beauty do we worship, to thee do we give willing surrender. Most merciful and compassionate God, thy idealized Lord of the whole humanity, thee only do we worship, and towards thee alone we aspire. Open our hearts towards thy beauty, illuminate our souls with divine light. O thou, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, all-powerful creator, sustainer, judge, and forgiver of our shortcomings, Lord God of the east and of the west, of the worlds above and below, and the seen and unseen beings, pour upon us thy love and thy light. Give sustenance to our bodies, hearts, and souls. Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth, and guide us on the path of thine own goodness. Draw us closer to thee every moment of our life, until in us be reflected thy grace, thy glory, thy wisdom, thy joy, and thy peace. Amen. Dances of Universal Peace was started by Samuel Lewis back in the 1960s. Dances use sacred phrases and mantras combined with music and movement to create a form of spiritual meditation. Some of these traditions are represented are Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism, Sufism, and Christianity. Other traditions like Zoroastrian, Sikh, Taoism, Goddess, and Indigenous are also incorporated into the dances. In 1915, at the age of 19, Samuel Lewis attended the San Francisco World Fair. While at the World Fair, he visited the Theosophical Society booth. This Theosophical Society was founded in 1875. It was founded to encourage the study of comparative religion, philosophy, and science. This visit sparked Samuel Lewis' interest in Eastern philosophy and world religions. Throughout Samuel Lewis' adult life, he studied the Jewish Kabbalah, yoga, Zen, and Sufism. He believed that the key to peace is to eat, dance, and pray together. Hazrat Nayak Khan was one of Samuel Lewis's influences. Hazrat Nayak Khan was a famous veena player in India and was asked by a Sufi teacher to harmonize the East and West by spreading the wisdom of Sufism abroad. Some describe a Sufi as the one who sees the truth in every religion. Hazrat Nayak Khan moved from India to the West. He and his brothers would occasionally be the opening act for performances by Ruth St. Denis. Ruth St. Denis is known as one of the many pioneers of modern dance. She embraced mystical and historical figures into her programs, and in the early 1900s, she introduced Eastern ideas into her art as she brought Mary, Rade, Kuan Yin, and Cleopatra to the stage of New York. She believed dance is a form of spiritual expression. She was also a friend of Samuel Lewis's and helped inspire him to create the Dances of Universal Peace. When Samuel Lewis died, there was less than 20 dances of Dances of Universal Peace repertoire. Today, there are over 500 dances. Dances of Universal Peace are led in North, Central, and South America. They are also led in Europe, Russia, Australia, and New Zealand. In June, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the first public dance meeting. My goal as a dance leader is to bring love, harmony, and peace to every dancer's heart. will be doing 3 dances this morning. There will be a circle dance, and all are welcome to attend and join us in the circle. If not, just sit up back and let the music wash over your heart and join us in singing if you want to. Our first dance today uses the words or the mantra that comes from the Buddhist tradition from Tibet. And those words are Om Mani Padme Hum. So it is said that all of the teachings of Buddha are in these syllables, Om Mani Padme Hum. And so when we start the dances, we'll be saying the phrase, we'll ask everyone to repeat the phrase, and then we'll demonstrate the melody and the simple movement that goes with that melody. Thank you.